Hello, welcome everyone to our Sunday morning service. It's great to see you all, and if you're a visitor first time, welcome. I've just come up to say what we did yesterday. We had Messy Church for the first time in 5 months, and we had lots of fun. We looked at the feeding of the 5,000, a miracle performed by Jesus, and part of that, we did the Blythewood shoebox appeal. And on the photo up there, that's all the shoeboxes we managed to fill yesterday for the appeal, which is just incredible. And we actually ran out of soup. That's how many people turned up, which is amazing. So for next month, it's on the 25th of November, and it's a Christmas theme. So if you've got any Christmas decoration, particularly tinsel, we really need tinsel, and you don't mind it coming down to the church, please bring it along, and I'll say in the notices any other craft things that we'll need in the future, but we definitely need some Christmas decorations for sure. So thank you so much.
Hello, everyone. A very, very good morning to you all, and welcome to Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. Today is Holy Communion. I want, on behalf of our congregation and parish, to welcome all those who are worshiping with us for the first time, or those who are doing so after a long while. After the service, you are welcome to join us at the church hall for teas and coffees and other sweeties. Welcome also to those who are worshiping via Zoom and those who will be listening to our service afterwards from our church website. In the course of the week, we received news of the passing on to glory of one of our members, Mrs. Moira Ferguson. The funeral has been scheduled for the 1st of November at 1 p.m. at the Brewster Wells Crematorium in St. Andrews. Please, can I ask you to stand, if you are able, for a moment of silence in respect of our dear sister and mother. Father, we give you thanks because you who give life, you know life. And at your own proper time, O Father, you call us back to yourself so that we can be with you. We thank you for our sister and mother, Moira, whom you've called out of the darkness of this world into your marvelous light. Keep her safe by your bosom until that day when we meet again to part no more. May our soul and the souls of all those who've departed rest in perfect peace. Amen. Please be seated. Our call to worship this morning is from Psalm 108. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp and lyre, I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let your glory be over all the earth. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. Give us aid against the enemy, for the help of man is worthless. With God we shall gain victory, and he will trample down our enemies. Let us worship God. And our first hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God Almighty.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, as we gather here in our congregation on this Communion Sunday, we come with hearts full of gratitude, recognizing the sacredness of this day. We acknowledge your presence amongst us and the unity we find in you. As we study from your word, O Father, and sing hymns to the honor and glory of your most high name, open our hearts to receive the truths you have for us, especially in these times of division and unrest in our world. Remind us, O Lord, that even in the midst of our struggles, you remain our anchor, our source of peace, and our guiding light. Prepare our hearts for communion, and may we draw nearer to you with every breath. Eternal and merciful Father, in the stillness of this sanctuary, we confess that we have often strayed from your path. Like the people in Micah's time, the prophet, we too have let division, pride, and worldly desires overshadow our commitment to you. We admit that we have not always been the instruments of peace you called us to be, and we have sometimes contributed to the discord around us. Lord, in the teachings of Jesus, we are reminded of the cost of true discipleship. Yet we often choose the easier path, avoiding challenges and shying away from sacrifices. We have not always prioritized our relationship with you, and for that we seek your forgiveness. As we prepare to partake in the Lord's Supper, we lay before you our imperfections, our shortcomings, and our sins. We humbly ask for your grace to wash over us, cleansing us and renewing our spirits. Grant us the strength to be ambassadors of your love and peace in a world so desperately in need. In the redeeming name of Jesus Christ, we pray, who taught us always to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, our next hymn, it is 392.
both of our readings this morning can be followed on the projection behind me. Our first reading is taken from Micah chapter 7, and it's verses 1 to 7, entitled Israel's Misery. What misery is mine? I am like one who gathers summer fruit at the gleaning of the vineyard. There is no cluster of grapes to eat, none of the early figs that I crave. The godly have been swept from the land. Not one upright man remains. All men lie in wait to shed blood. Each hunts his brother with a net. Both hands are skilled in doing evil. The ruler demands gifts. The judge accepts bribes. The powerful dictate what they desire. They all conspire together. The best of them is like a briar, the most upright worse than a thorn hedge. The day of your watchman has come, the day God visits you. Now is the time of their confusion. Do not trust a neighbor. Put no confidence in a friend. Even with her who lies in your embrace, be careful of your words. For a son dishonors his father. A daughter rises up against her mother. A daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the members of his own household. But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God my Saviour. My God will hear me. And our second reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 34 to 39. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Amen. And may God add his blessings to these readings from his holy word. We continue our service by singing hymn 694, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You.
Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, let us bow our heads in prayer. Let us pray. Faithful God, our Heavenly Father, as we listened to those words being read from the prophecy of Micah and Jesus' words in Matthew, they all seem to echo the current world's situation, especially in Israel and Palestine. And yet, they speak to our hearts and our own contexts about the divisions that go on even in our hearts, in our lives, wherever we are. Father, speak now to us through the message of your holy word and encourage us to be instruments of peace and righteousness in a divided world. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I want to reflect briefly with you on the theme Seeking Peace in a World of Division. And we are examining these two powerful passages from the Bible, Micah 7 and Matthew 10, which were read to us by Claire. In Micah 7, verse 1 to 7, the prophet Micah depicts the moral decay and division in the nation of Israel. He laments the lack of godly people, describing a situation where the faithful have become rare and trust has eroded. And the language of the prophet is heavy with imagery, comparing the state of the nation to a vineyard without fruit and a field overrun with thorns. During Micah's time, the people of Israel had strayed far from God's path. There was corruption. There was injustice and idolatry. All these things were rampant, leading to the eventual exile of the northern kingdom. Micah's prophecy was a call to repentance and a reminder of God's sovereignty and faithfulness. In the New Testament lesson from Matthew 10, Jesus picks up a similar theme and he addresses his disciples. And our Lord Jesus Christ uses strong and paradoxical language, declaring that he did not come to bring peace, but a sword. He goes on to emphasize that following him requires taking up one's cross and being willing to lose oneself for his sake. In the time of Jesus Christ, Israel was under Roman occupation, and there were divisions among the Jewish people concerning Jesus' identity and message. That division persists even today. Jesus' words in this passage reflect the radical nature of his call to discipleship, emphasizing that true peace and unity are ultimately found in a surrendered life to him. My dear friends, both Micah and Jesus speak of the presence of division and strife. And Micah addresses the division within the nation of Israel. And Jesus speaks about the division that may arise even within families due to faith in him. But these ancient words resonate with us today. We must recognize the prevalence of division, discord, and moral decay in our world. There is continuous and seemingly unceasing unrest from the deep-seated tensions between Israel and Palestine, the people to whom these passages were originally written. And we also know about the geopolitical struggles in Ukraine. And then there are families and societies that find themselves fractured. Yet, dear friends, isn't it amidst these very fractures that we are called to shine a light, bridging divides with faith and with love? And what the Bible tells us is that we are not without hope. Because Micah's message also reminds us that God is the source of our strength and restoration, even in the most challenging times. And Jesus' words challenge us to prioritize our relationship with him, even when it leads to personal sacrifices. By following him, we find true peace and unity our world so desperately needs. Shortly after this sermon, we shall receive communion. The Lord's Supper is a sacred moment in our Christian faith when we remember the ultimate sacrifice of Christ on the cross, symbolized through the bread and the cup. Just as Micah's prophecy and Jesus' words call for spiritual renewal and transformation, the participation in the Lord's Supper reminds us of the sacrifice that brings unity and reconciliation to God. In partaking of the elements, we recommit ourselves to the peace, love, and unity that Christ offers. In a world that is marked by division, Micah's call to return to God and Jesus' call to radical discipleship are messages of hope and transformation. We are reminded that as followers of Christ, we are called to be agents of peace and unity in a fractured world. As we approach the Lord's Supper, let us reflect on our commitment to follow Jesus, even when it demands sacrifice, and let us be instruments of his peace and reconciliation. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today humbled by the powerful message in your word. As we prepare to partake of the Lord's Supper, we ask for the strength to follow Jesus, even when it leads to division and sacrifice. May we be ambassadors of your peace and unity in a world desperately in need of it. Transform us, Lord, and make us instruments of your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Our next hymn is number 19, Ye Gates, Lift Up Your Heads on High.
Thank you.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is our desire to receive God's grace and love in the communion of the Lord's table. Many as we are one body. Therefore, acknowledge each other as brothers and sisters in the Lord. Forgive each other as the Lord has forgiven you. Endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Christ says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Can you turn to your neighbor and say, "Peace be with you"? Brothers and sisters in the Lord, as the Lord Jesus Christ on the night in which he was betrayed took bread and wine, I take these elements of bread and wine to be set apart to the holy use and mystery for which he has appointed them. And as he blessed these holy things and gave thanks, let us also come near to God and present to him our prayers and our thanksgiving. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today we bring before you simple things, bread and wine, and our offerings. In these gifts, we offer ourselves. Use them and us to bring your love to the world. Let this bread and wine be more than just symbols. Let them become for us a meal of love and unity through the movement of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pause to reflect on your unending love and grace that showers upon us every day. You have guarded us, blessed us, and continually filled us with your presence. We acknowledge our need for you in every moment. Guide us, inspire us, and enlighten us with your Holy Spirit. Everlasting Father, as we come before you in prayer, we lift up the world and its many struggles. We see divisions, not just in ancient texts, but alive in our world today. From the ongoing tensions between Israel and Palestine to the unrest in Ukraine, our hearts ache for peace and understanding. We pray for the leaders of nations, that they may prioritize dialogue over discord, unity over division, and understanding over conflict. Grant them wisdom and guidance, Lord, to lead with justice, compassion, and integrity. We also lift up families that find themselves divided, whether by beliefs, misunderstandings, or circumstances. Heal their wounds, mend their divisions, and remind them of your unwavering love. As we prepare our hearts for communion, let this sacred act serve as a reminder that you are the source of our unity. Through the bread and the cup, may we experience the depth of your love and the breadth of your grace. We pray for our church community here in Newport on Tay, that it might be beacons of hope and unity. Equip us, O Lord, to face the challenges of our time, holding firmly to our faith and extending your love to all we meet. Lord, hear the prayers of your people, those spoken aloud and those held silently in our hearts. May our lives reflect the peace and unity found only in you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer, we pray. Amen. If you are able, please stand and let us together affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had blessed and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same way also, when supper was ended, he took the cup. And when he had blessed and given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of it, all of you. My blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Your death, O Christ, we proclaim. Your resurrection we announce. Your coming we await." Amen. Blessed are all those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Come now with faith and repentant hearts to the table which the Lord has prepared for us. Take and eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of salvation with thanksgiving. Can you now take out your individual cups? And I'll ask you to take out the bread, please. Eat the body of Christ, broken for you on the cross, for the forgiveness of your sins. Please open your wine, if you may. Take, drink. The blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was shed for you on the cross of Calvary for the forgiveness of your sins. Having now by faith received the sacraments of the body and blood of Christ, let us give thanks. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. We bring our service to its close, singing that beautiful hymn 419, "Thine be the glory, reason conquering Son." in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and bless you with all spiritual blessings, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.